So, hello everybody, welcome back to another episode. I'm back with Harsh today. So, Harsh is an author, celebrity chef, aka diabetic chef, and a creative thinker and innovator. Thank you very, very much, Harsh, for taking time out after a very, very long time. Thank you very much for being here. It's my pleasure to have you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me on your show, Lakshit. I'm really sorry for whatever. The time gap has been, it has been unrealistic the last few months and the last few weeks. And with everything going on, obviously, it has taken a toll on our health, mental health, physical health, and everything.
Yeah. It's okay. It's okay. That it's good. That already great that you joined me in for today's session. That's great. So, Harsh, you know, I introduced you about your work. It would be great to hear from your side, from your own mouth. If you could, you know, take us more to the deep about your work and what you do, that would be great.
So I'm a very simple, ordinary boy from Bombay. I'm out there to do some extraordinary things. I want to make a change in how things are around us, to cause a little dent in the universe, to sort of help as many people as I can in my best capacity. Of course, I'm not a Superman or as reached out and as noble as Mother Teresa, but I am doing what I can in my best capacity to be out there. Of course, there's a lot of motive behind what I do, closely to do with my own health, with my own existence around. So anything and everything that I deal with, suffer with, is something that I work very closely with.
Okay, yeah, great. So Harsh, you know, how, you know, of course, as I was introducing you and as I got to know you before, for a while now, I know you for a while, in the sense, not personally, but I know you for a while, I've seen you on Insta and all those different stuff. So my question to you, you know, you call yourself as a diabetic chef, yeah? This concept, of course, we would get to know that it's a chef who, you know, maybe would be working for the recipes or would be helping people who suffer with diabetes, right? Or here we call it sugar in the Indian context of it, yeah? So my question to you is, how and why did you become a, why did you become a diabetic chef? And then first, why did you become a chef?
So like, most people who I'm connected with closely or in any indirect sort of way, in a tangential way, who've heard me, who've spoken to me, who I've been with around for like a while, they know that I am a type 1.5 diabetic, okay, which means that I am moving from type 2 diabetes to type 1 over the years. And when I was newly diagnosed, I felt, and I understood from everything that I could sort of gather around and from understand from people, that there is no single person or company or organization that is actually working towards our welfare. By our, I mean, by extension, my diabetic community. There was nobody doing ethical business, doing any form of work towards, directly towards the food for diabetic people. That was like a thought. It was like a little ripple in the river that came in a good 10 years back. And that was the idea of sort of starting something without having any idea of where we would go, what we would do, or how would I like sort of be there. Because a 14-year-old, especially in my context, I was an average student. I still consider myself as a very average individual, being there, not understanding how things are. This is pre-Facebook, pre-Instagram. So there was not so much knowledge of how woke we are today, of how well-informed we are. It was all based on what you would read. So whatever I could gather and sort of write about on Blogspot and like different blogging websites, I'm talking that those days, I sort of put it together. And then I was always aware that someone who cooks food is a chef. Someone who writes recipes is supposed to be a chef. So someone who works with food is a chef in every context. So put them together as a singular name, a diabetic chef.
Mm.
And yeah, so 2014 is where it all began officially. 2013 is when it was inceptualized, where everything started. So then the whole idea of diabetes-friendly food serving a very underserved audience is how, like, I sort of brought all of this together and, like, did a diabetic chef. Second, about being a chef, I always loved cooking food. Like, that was something that if someone comes and tells me, like, what would you give up, like, to give up cooking? Like, what would you take up to give up cooking? Or what would it take you to give up cooking? I can't think of one thing. Like, you'd probably give me a crore and I can't give up cooking, because that is something that I can go back to after a tiring day. Like, literally, as we are speaking, there's a batch of brownies baking. And did you hear that ting, little ting?
Yeah.
Could you hear? Yeah. That was literally the oven going off right now.
Okay.
So that's how being a chef is always on my head, on my mind, looking at the Maharaj at home making food for all of us. My aunts, my mother, everyone just cooking food around me sort of gave me that curiosity that how do you make what you make? Like, what is happening? And, like, imagine, like, a 3'5" or, like, a very tiny kid just trying to look into the kadhai and stuff. So that's how the chef bit came in, curiosity that caused the chef. And then it started when I was 8.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's been, like, what, 17? My math is not. Yeah, 17 years.
Okay. Great. So, Harsh, you know, of course, you was telling about how cooking interested you, and then how stuff began and how you started cooking and making stuff. But how you know, when did you get to know about you being diagnosed with diabetes? That you had diabetes? Yeah.
I was diagnosed at the age of 14 and a half. Like, somewhere then, I was in school. And it was very strange how I got diagnosed. I just come back from a school day, how regular school days are, PT class, yoga class, this and that. And I just entered my house, threw my shoes, just went in the house. And, like, my Masi was over and she wanted to check her sugar levels. And while checking hers, I checked mine, and mine were like skyrocket whooping. So that's when I was diagnosed, like the first early diagnosis. And I was probably diabetic a few years before that. And then it just showed up.
Mm-hmm. And was it a genetical thing, or any reasons you doctor gave you for that, you know, about diabetes at a very young age?
So I was obese. I have a family history of diabetes. So we could never really determine, like, an exact A plus B reason.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was like a bhogya. Like, it was difficult in my case to determine if I need insulin or I don't.
Mm-hmm.
So with all of that happening, it just happened. Like, all of that just went about and I was diagnosed as a freshly diabetic at the age of 14 and a half. Yeah.
And how did that feel? How did that make you feel about yourself?
I didn't feel anything. Like, literally, like, everyone apart from me was overreacting and creating, like, drama. Like, every single person apart from me. I was like, ab ho gaya. Like, kya kar sakte hai? You know, people have, like, crying days and weeks and months. And I was just like, bro, theek hai. What can happen?
Yeah.
What can you do about it? Nothing, right? So just live with it.
Hmm.
I always had the don't care, won't care attitude. And I think that just played along with my health also. Like, of course, I care about my health. But, like, I didn't care about it happening. I was, like, okay with it. I sort of welcomed it as a part of me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So Harsh, of course, you know, you explained about your story and, you know, helped us to know more deep about you and about your, you know, being diagnosed and then, you know, getting into, you know, being a chef. And then, so how things have been? How would you describe stuff happening differently? You know, of course, I think, as you said, people were overreacting. That's what he felt. And then, you know, multiple stuff. And you, yeah. So how do you describe this whole journey as till now being from multiple levels and ups and downs of life? Yeah.
I mean, it's been very roller coastery, if I may put that into like perspective. Like it has never been like consistent or like growing or like falling. It's just been like I could literally never be able to define how the journey has been. It has been full of ups and downs. Like when there are ups, there are major ups. Like touch wood, God has been kind. I've been able to tick everything off my bucket list that I wanted since I was 17. And now I'm finding reasons and I'm finding things that I want to add to my bucket list and do. Earlier, it was all very professional achievements. Mujhe TED talk dena hai, mujhe yahan jana hai, mujhe ye karna hai. I want to be a part of a magazine, I want to be on a newspaper, I want to be writing a book, I want to be a published author, I want to do this and that, I want to do a podcast, I want to be on the Forbes list. I did it. I really worked hard for it, for sure, but I did it. So those were my ups, and my downs were like extreme bad health, suffering from mental health issues. Like there would be months where I could not recover from fatigue, from like just being tired, unexplained tired, having issues in my eyes, and like it was just like going on and on and on. Like there were things like you just wouldn't believe that today said we have like X up and then like tomorrow there'll be 2X down, like literally in like a day's time. So The journey has been very fulfilling. It has taught me a lot. So it has just literally been like a lot of ups and downs, and I'm grateful to everything that has happened.
Okay. And then what are some of the major learnings you would like to share?
If you've never burnt your hands, you wouldn't be able to understand how to use them well. Like, if you haven't messed up, you've not gotten anywhere. Like, you have to really mess up. You have to really fall on your face, like at least twice, thrice in the same space of work to be able to do things well. Like, the pumpkin is not going to be a carriage overnight. We're not living in a Cinderella time where things will just work out as they have to. Things are going to be difficult. And whoever said, oh, everything's going to be all right, it's not going to be as easy. It will take time. It will take its own course. Things will fall in place. You just have to work really, really, really hard. And don't make the same mistake thrice. I wouldn't say twice, because twice makes you understand that it was actually a mistake in the first time. Thrice is a big nope. And last would be, it's okay to not know what you want to know or do in life. I speak to people all the time who just like, oh, but you have it figured out. I said, I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I want to do in the next 5 years. I have a great business. I have a great idea. I'm working on it. What if it doesn't work out? I'm super positive. I'm super hardworking. I'm going to give everything in. But what if it doesn't work out? So everyone has something that they don't know, and there's a gray space, and that's okay. You might be 17. You might be 21. You might be X years of age. And if you don't know what to do, it's fine. You don't know what degree to take up. Don't do it. Experiment, fail. Just do what your heart says and what your calling is. And yeah, that's pretty much my takeaways and learnings from the last few years? Mm-hmm. College dropout at 21, college graduate at 24. It's been berserk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you very much for sharing that also. I think a lot of things to learn and a lot of things to take away. Some more questions I would just ask general about diabetes and things people you can share with people who are diagnosed with diabetes is what are the myths or what are the things we already have a lot of filled up in diabetic. Somebody say diabetes happens because you have a lot of tension. Somebody say you have diabetes because you eat sweetie or sugar, a lot of multiple stuff. The my question to you is, in this time of these many years, you have studied it or understood about it. What do you think? Why does diabetes even come to first place to anyone? Or does this happen?
It's a lifestyle disorder. It's not a wishful factor in life. You can't eat sweets and be like, oh, I am diabetic. And you can't just be like, oh, I'm stressed, so I have diabetes. It's an amalgamation of multiple things. It's as biological as it gets. It's a lot to do with your pancreas. So what your mind does and what your stomach acts like, it's just how things are. You can't determine that you're diabetic, or you can't know for sure what is the reason behind it under any case. From whatever number of thousands of people I've spoken to, literally thousands, none of us are able to sort of determine ki mujhe kyun hua. You were born with non-functional pancreas. You were born with semi-functional pancreas. You got diabetes at 40. You didn't get it. You had genetic issues. You ate too much. You are too stressed in life. There can be so many reasons for one person's health condition. So people need to stop really just adding things up and assuming. So yeah, that is one of the bigger myths, like you had asked. There's no X reason for a fever or a flu or a headache. You know how many kinds of headaches exist? Even I don't, but apparently there's thousands of types of headaches. We're so well connected within that we don't know what causes what. You can feel sick because you've eaten incorrectly, or because you have a migraine, or you have a gastritic issue, or there's worms, and there's so many things that can happen. So your body is too specific. Let a doctor determine why you have what, instead of thinking and be like, oh, now I know why I have this. So let the expert do what the expert does. This is especially for the aunties who are out there.
Yeah, really true. Yeah. So and anything else, we also have stuff multiple stuff, use jaggery instead of sugar, use dates instead of sugar. What are your thoughts on that? What food items you must avoid while you are diagnosed with sugar?
First speak to your doctor about the intensity of how bad or good things are with you. Second, it's a very case by case situation. A lot of people might be okay with a certain kind of substitute. A lot of people might not. But the safest kind of sugar substitute is stevia. And there's no two thoughts about it. So the first step to sort of get sugar out of your system, added artificial tabletop, coconut sugar, jaggery, palm jaggery, any of that, don't use any of it. Don't use dates and stuff like that to sweeten stuff, or even honey for that matter. Because we have adulterated foods in India specifically. So honey is not the best, safest option. So use stevia. And I think That being said, a lot of your issues start getting resolved when you start figuring your food out, which a nutritionist would actually be able to help you out with.
Yeah, just one more last question to you, Harsh, is what would be your message to anybody watching this or listening? What would be your message to them?
Do what your heart says. Like, don't listen to anyone. Because at a certain point in time, like X number of years later, when you sit and you look back, have no regrets. मैंने ये क्यों किया, मैंने ये क्यों नहीं किया. You had the choice, you had the option, you had everything you needed. If you didn't have it, you could have asked for it. You could have gathered it, you could have achieved it, like for XYZ reasons. Take that extra mile and do it. Like, don't regret anything you've done.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, thank you very much, Harsh, for being here. It was a pleasure to have you. Really wonderful. Thank you so much,
Lakshit. It was a lovely, lovely conversation. I'm looking forward to connecting with you in the future. And this is, by the way, one of our merch. It's called T1D, Type 1 Diabetes Warrior.
Oh, okay. Really beautiful. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for bringing that up.
I sort of wore it to sort of bring out more conversation around it.
True. Yeah. I'll surely add that link in the bio for sure.
100%.
Yeah, thank you very much, Harsh, again for being here. It was my pleasure. Thank you very much. Thank you.